Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, Minister spoke Simohlapi, so uthe ha ke tshela noka. Sismo, o molalele lezi zikhumbuza kuphi?
Hey, zingkhumbuze emuva manje sibahle la sasamukela uJesu khona.
Ora
ha ke futa noka enthu. No, when things are hard and messy.
Hey. Yes. Wow. Siyakwamukela sisimo, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama.
Ngiyabonga sisibahle, ngiyabingelela nami egameni likaJesu nakubalaleli. Ngiridumelang, thobela.
Thobela. Riri happy Women's Month.
Riri happy Women's Month, le runa on our side, and we are saying happy birthday to Radio Pulpit. And happy birthday, 44 years. Radio Pulpit lekana le my brother. My brother tomorrow is turning 44 years. Happy birthday to Malumi Skati Mangena. Happy birthday to Radio Pulpit.
Rere, happy birthday likoyena. Happy birthday in advance.
Yay!
Sismo, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi kule nyanga ka-August uzohlala nathi usiphe a word of encouragement. So today, usiphatheleni.
Ngiyabonga sesibathe ithuba elihle lokuthi ngithi ukushara nomlaleli lahle likhona. Mazi okumduduza, ngizohlanganisa isipeli nesizulu sami, kube mnandi khona lapho. So ngiyabonga kakhulu, sisangene enyangeni enhle yabomama. Siyabonga kubafundisi in different churches that are giving women opportunity to preach and to glorify God through different activities. City kubo, siyabonga. So today I want to talk about two sisters in the Bible. They are sisters to Brother Lazarus. The one is Mary and the other one is Martha. You know, these two women, when they heard that their brother, and when they realized actually their brother is not feeling well, when they realized ukuthi ubhuti wabo uyagula, enyangeni enhle sisangena, mhlawumbe singena nje kunesimo lobhekane naso. Ungaba nenhlanhla enkulu kaba le mahlatsi amahulu gore o rusa kopane le tsona, o be le Martha and Mary in your life, o be le those two or one person who will say to you, re a go bona, but there is somewhere where we need to take to, or there's someone that we need to call into your situation. Ge re bala buka ya John chapter number 11, e re botsa gore when they realize that their brother is not well, they went to Jesus and said, behold, the one whom you love is sick. And when Jesus heard, he said to them, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Kona le batho ba bangwe ge ba lwala, a re fele maatla, a re felelwe ke tshepo, because re a ba lebelela re re Modimo iponagatle, a maatla ga go a bonagale ka ra maemo a. Re a ba lebelela going through difficult moments, and sometimes we may not say many ways, but the fact that we've called Jesus into that situation, all we are saying, go with Lord, show forth your power and your grace and your mercy in this situation. Let everything that is happening in this person's life be unto your glory. Mohlomongwe ke bolela lona so motheletse o re yo ye in ye out. Le re encourage gore re ye mo marasi e mo a change. Ngwane sho ka no ba ka mathlanama, when you look at it nge le hlolele le nyama kuthi ngibonaka le ngathi izinto azishintshi. You know, ukhona oke wangifundisa something powerful sesibahle ukuthi ungathatha ihamele ushaye ibonda. Ibonda ngeke liwe on the first hit, but mawusolo go ulshaye uzobona kube nema cracks. Mawuqhubeka njalo ulishaye ekugcineni kuyoqala kunyakaza. Mhlawumbe ku-stage sema-cracks nje net ungapheli inhliziyo. Mhlawumbe re bolala lwana so wena ubone se Modimo a se thomile go se dira. Mara we can assure that we are seeing the cracks, and before we know it, that mountain will melt before you. Only Motswadi, wherever you are, today we'll be talking, Mutanga Modimo will be talking about parenting, single parenting. TLS and draw strength from other women that are going through that journey. Don't think you're the only one whose situation is worse than worse. Bona, Linsula Modimo Lere Jesu did not come immediately. Lazarus died, and not only after a day or so. Atolumbiko ukuthi umngani wakhe lobekamthanda ushonile wagijimela khona. Lithi wahlala two more days. Mhlawumbe you are in the 2 days ile Jesu asalindele ukuthi ukuthi kubola kancane nje bese uyavela yena umdala wezintuku bese uyavela yena uyasibonakalisa kuleso simo la ethemba beliphelele khona labantu bakhulumile yinomuntu bayakhuluma sesibahle but masha fikile uNkulunkulu uba nenhlanhla ukuthi there was a Mary and a Martha in your life who knew who to call uma simo singasimnandi walehlongonolo uri go kopana le mathata uri go kopana le madimo a bophilo o be le baswadi ba batla go rwalang or ba rwale ka ba gago ba se morena Jesu ka gore Jesu ga fitlile ka gare ga maemo o a fetola a fetoga moka. I want to encourage somebody wherever you are, don't be discouraged, don't be despondent, don't look on other things ukuthi zizokusiza zizokulekelela kule simo lokuso. Bekisa mehlo akho kuNkulunkulu. The Bible says in Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. Today I was sharing in the church where I fellowship Cornerstone Wisdom Center. Sometimes your storyline may not start well. You may look like impilo yakho iqale kabi. You know, funda ngomama ebukeni ya Hosea chapter number 1. It's Hosea, the prophet, was instructed to marry a harlot. What kutashatisebe sesibahle ayisilengwe nje ethukanayo ilengwe nje ichaza isimo salo mama kule simo leso uNkulunkulu waveza buhle nebukhulu bakhe ngempilo yagoma mhlawumbe une history lengabukeki mnandi mhlawumbe une history lethi masibuka ebe nephungele ngasimnandi but I want to say to you kuleso simo sisayingenile enyangeni yabo mama. City, we want to encourage you, woman, to say, rise up, reconnect your life to Christ. Reconnect your life to the one who knows how to sort your life around. Reconnect yourself to the one who can change the status quo. Reconnect yourself to the one who can turn the situation imbi kangakanani awenze ube muntu akwenze ube a different person altogether. Themba ngikhuluma nawe so uthi yose simo liphelile ithemba ngiyak understand ngoba usuka olubuke ngemehlo enyama mara uma ungasusa amehlo akho ebantwini ususe amehlo akho enkulumeni uqhushe mahlo akho dipulelong tsa batho. Utiye mathlwa ga go lebeletse go morena go phelo ba ga go buka fetoga se se bahleng sa vala namhlebeng ena lo nyimtombazana esontweni se young lady some couple of months ago she came to me crying tears and says esmo siyanizwe niyashumayela mara izinto zami azilungi phelo lomsebenzi sesimo angisakhona nokondla ingane sesimo uphi uNkulunkulu ngathi usahlele sihlalweni sakho sobukhosi akazonyakaziswa isimo sakho. You and I have to do one thing, humble ourselves before him and ask him to step into a situation. Namhlebe kazaqoke nejacket leli pink nekathulo esi pink eza kimi aphethe smile sesibahle azo smile angikhombisa ukuthi wangaphendula ukuphela lomthandazo lebeka uthandaza wamsusa inyembezi waze wamnika ngisho nemoto uthi sesimo ngathi ngiyaphupha mangiyibuka le moto. Ngikhuluma ngenyanga, ngikhulumi ngeminyaka. Mhlawumbe these 2 days that we are talking about from Book of John chapter number 11, kwaJesu, mhlawumbe i-2 days ngabukele ngathi isikhathi eside, mawufune into yakhona manje, but kuNkulunkulu isuke engathi isikhathi eside kangaka. Ngiyakukhuthaza nawe umlaleli ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo waphendula lo sesibe ngikhuluma ngaye, uNkulunkulu waphendula uMoriyane, waphendula uBahle, nawe ozokuphendula ungaphelelwa ithemba. Iyakuye, ungamnikezi ma-tantrums, ngiyakhuza kumzalwane, uthi uma ungangiphendula mina ngizoyeka, uyeka usewuthembeni. Siyakhuthaza umlaleli ukuthi akaphenduli abantu abathize, uphendula labathobela yena, banikeza yonke isimo, sonke isimo kuye, and they have all the faith in him. What hlokagala gore o ska itshepela bo wena ba hao, because you've got limited strength and ability to overcome challenges. O hloka modimo ka resemo so leng mo go sona. To any listener out there, family member, wa radio pulpit, re re tia matla, tia matla, tia matla. There is a chapter 12 where Lazarus woke up from the grave. There is your chapter 12 that is coming where we'll celebrate a different version of you. Mamusha was celebrating with this young girl. Arikina luko loi sesimong ati niya pupa. Nisukusa segna ati sesimong tolengisho lo msebenzi. Sesimo banyenze ili deala wana msebenza nabu. Nisikanja anito mbazani ati sesimo ya kumbula skanda za na. Nisiebu itemba letu alisugi guye sisala guye. Na manja asa kubusisile ganjalu kubega umkonze. Niyakuleka kutina guwe simo sako ngati agapendula kunigeza mandla masha. Okubega nulhambo eka menilika cheso. Amen.
Amen. Yo, sismo, ki testimony e entle ene ena lengu matla haholo. Yebo, unkulunkulu uyasebenza en unkulunkulu yakwazi ukuthi ashintshe impilo yakho. Nanoma wena ugivabile, kodwa unkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi ke aphinde akuphakamise. So siyabonga nge word of encouragement. Uthini namuhla, uthi rise up woman and reconnect your life kubani kuKristu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sis Batlen. God bless any listener who's listening and family member. And we say, press on. God bless
press
you.
Press on and press on. Yeah, Sis Mo, asibadla lele abo mama lengo magile. Siba kumbuzi kutu nkulunkulu batanda kangakanani. It doesn't matter ukuthi impilo yakho isimo sime kanjani kulesi sikhathi. Kodwa nkulunkulu yena uyohlezi nje emthanda umuntu wesimame. Sithi mama, ungothandiwe kusukela namuhla yazi ukhulume enye into sisimo vela singabantu sinokuthi sibuke ipast yethu bese siyaqala siyayikhondema and then sikhohle ukuthi konje uma sikuKristu siyidalwa ezintsha so siyabonga ukuthi usikhumbuze singabo mama namuhla ukuthi singabuki mhlambe ukungcola kwethu singabuki izinto eziningi ngoba uNkulunkulu yakwazi ukuthi ke asihlanze sibe ngabantu and then sibe clean uyazi sibe white as a snow.
Yebo akazelanga abamhlophe abakazelanga laba clean kahle laba bathekileng. He came for those who really need him to cleanse them. So
Amen.
Whatever your past look like, don't condemn yourself. Wipe those tears. You know, don't keep regretting and dwelling there.
Yeah.
But don't dig a grave of your life. No. Amelela musadi, amelela tlhapo xole, uyo khonze mudimo wa hao, he will open doors for you.
Yeah, sithi vuka geza ube muhle. Uyohlangana nabanye abomama and kule nyanga ka August ku nama event nje amaningi. Wena uzovuka uphi sismo?
Ngiyabonga sesibahle, ngizobe ngisenkonzweni next week Saturday.
Yeah.
And then kuzobe kunenkomfa enye engine ngiyenze idecision yokuyi attend ise emelo El Shaddai Praise Center ngamfundisi eNkambule on the 23rd. So I'll just be attending conferences and I'll speaking in corporate spaces with sibahle kuma company also encouraging women because sina sebenza kuphela emabandleni sisebenza ngisho na ku my corporate space, telling those women or even in that leadership role, even in that corporate space, continue to impact another woman in a positive way. As a life coach, I'll be featured there also. We'll be inspiring women all over. I'll put some of the information on my social networks and Bazalwane can connect me with me. I mean, they can connect with me there.
Utholakala kanjani mongekho la emoyeni yesu usokhulumile nge social media ku Facebook ungubani
Umuriana Khari MORIANA Khari KGARE
yeah TikTok Instagram
iTikTok niyakhona lomnyaka upheli ngana TikTok account
ngena sismo siyawafuna la uma motivation yeah okay and unayo iWhatsApp number
iWhatsApp number it is 082
yeah
3939598
ehe ngicela ungibingelele ku Bishop Nkambule
Ngizombingelela sesifathe and halala ku Radio Pulpit celebrations tomorrow.
Amen and amen. Sithi bo mama unguthandiwe. Bless you sis Mo. Asihlangane futhi next week.
Next week my beautiful sister.
Amen. Mama uthandiwe emazulwini uKristu uhlanze konke. Don't condemn yourself. Umzile usisimo uthini uthi rise up and reconnect your life kubani kuKristu. Sisilungile Madinani siyabonga ngomyalezo uthi good day sisibahle. My message for today, God does answer prayers. Uthi many scriptures and spiritual teachings emphasize that God hears and responds to prayers, though the nature of the response may not always be what is explicitly requested. Usiphela incwadi ka Matthew 7 verse 7, it's ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Wasipha no Isaiah 65 verse 24, it's before they call I will answer, and while they are still speaking I will hear. Uthi pray until something happens. Siyabonga, sisilungile.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.